Blog Talk Radio. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Tonight, but we do have our magnificent guest, Kimberly Palm, with us. And this is a really going to be an amazing, amazing show because we're going to talk about the role of medical intuition, not only in breast cancer support in particular, but in life in general. So I just want to share with you all a little bit about our special guest. Kimberly Palm is, after going through an incredible journey of self-discovery, healing, and spiritual growth, Kimberly found that her purpose here on Earth is to be a teacher and a healer and to help people have better lives. She states the following: I started my current business, Body, Mind, and Healing LLC, in February 2011 to fulfill my purpose. I love helping people save thousands of dollars and tons of time and energy on health problems by teaching them how to heal themselves. She has certifications as a level 2 Reiki practitioner and certified meditation and mindfulness instructor. After years of studying and practicing energy healing, she now uses 7 different types of healing on her clients based on their needs. A few years ago, after having many physicians come to her for help, she began special programs just to help physicians. And so she has this beautiful website called healertothedoctors.com. And she enjoys helping healers of all types because healers do not take enough care for themselves since they're busy serving the planet. She is currently working on a book, which is coming out very, very soon in January 2016. And she also has a program called the Peace, P.E.A.C.E. Stress Management System, and several audio classes for people to purchase on her website. And we're going to talk about her website and all that she's doing very, very soon. And she's available to schedule consultations with as well. So I'd love to welcome Kimberly Palm to the show. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. Thank you for having me on, Brenda. I appreciate it.
Oh, wonderful to have you. And, you know, it's this furtherance of the expression of using and tapping into intuition to help better people's lives. And I really love what you do. I love that you're a healer to the healers.
Thank you.
And that you have this incredible information that you can share with us that's going to help people to live better lives. So thank you for coming forth with all your wonderful information.
Sure. So how can I be of service to the community today and to you? What would you like to know, or what can I share with you that will be helpful?
Well, I think... you know, I think this is the whole thing, is when people get the diagnosis of breast cancer, they go into constriction. And really, I'd love for you to share with how you can help people to expand instead of constrict with the role of medical intuition.
So the first thing people have to understand is that, well, there's actually a lot of things. The first thing is that just because a doctor gives you a diagnosis, it isn't the gospel, okay? Don't believe it. Because whatever you believe, you receive. It becomes your reality. And so the minute you, like, grab onto that and you get all fear-based and you go, oh, my God, I'm going to die and all that, then that can make it your reality, but it doesn't have to be your reality because doctors misdiagnose people daily. I don't know how many people have been diagnosed with breast cancer who didn't even have breast cancer. So that's one thing. The other thing is that we are all able to heal our bodies naturally. And people get diagnosed with cancer and then they go back to the doctor a few months later and they say, oh, there's no sign of cancer. It's gone, you know, or you never even had it in the first place or, you know, that kind of thing. So the first thing you have to know is when somebody gives you a diagnosis, don't immediately buy into it. Don't immediately jump on it and go, oh, my God, because first of all, that person can be completely wrong. You may not even have what they say. I mean, you could have breast cancer. That is true. But even if you do have it, it's not a death sentence. It doesn't mean it's the end of your life. If anything, it's the beginning because the purpose of our purpose being here on the earth is it's a giant classroom. We're here to learn lessons. And so if you've been given something like a breast cancer, you've been given it as part of your soul's purpose or contract on the earth to go through whatever learning experience that you need to go through. And so one thing I do with people when I'm teaching them stress is all about perception, perception and not overreacting, you know, the way you react to things, the way you perceive them and the way you think about them. And if you think of everything as a problem and a dramatic, oh my God, it's the end of the world, then that's just going to make you sicker. 98% of illness is caused by stress. So what you need to do is when these kind of things happen to you, a doctor says, oh, you have this, you have that, whatever, the first thing you have to realize is it's not the end of the world, and you have to look at it as a learning lesson. So what can I do with this information? How can I use it to improve myself now and heal my body? And if you, whatever you believe you receive, so if you believe that you are completely going to be cured of cancer or that you don't even have it in the first place, and then you start doing the steps necessary, working with healers, working with naturopathic doctors, working with medical doctors if you have to, preferably ones who are more holistic, you know, to heal yourself, then there's no reason, you know, why you shouldn't be able to be healed. Unless you have, how do you want to say, something in your life contract that said, well, you're going to go out at such and such age from breast cancer. But, it just doesn't happen that often. It's very rare that people actually die from this stuff these days because there's so many healing modalities out there. There's so many ways to heal your body. So that's basically it. You know, when people get the diagnosis, they need to, you know, they need to just take a big deep breath in out of their nose and out of their mouth and go away and do some research and just say, you know, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to heal it. I'm not going to believe this and I'm not going to accept it. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, that it seems like these days when people get a diagnosis like that, all of a sudden the medical system opens up, rolls out the red carpet, and there's this whole protocol, and they say, we got to get you into it as soon as possible. Here we go. Let's get the appointments and let's go for, you know, they hardly give a person a chance to take that breath. It's like they all of a sudden, the machine of the breast cancer industry goes, and away they go.
Yeah, and, well, they're vampires, and they're kind of like leeches, too, because the whole breast cancer industry and the whole cancer industry in general was, like, all invented to just suck more money out of people. There's actually a cure to every cancer. In fact, there's multiple cures to cancers. There's lots of them that I actually know a local naturopathic doctor I was working for, and he's a cancer specialist, and he cured every one of his patients of cancer. He had a special cure. Well, one of his patients went and blabbed to a medical doctor, an allopathic medical doctor, and then the medical association closed him down. The state took away his license and everything. He was healing people. He had hundreds of people write letters to the state government saying, this man healed me of stage 4 whatever cancer. He's a saint. He's a miracle worker. And he was shut down. And so there's hundreds and hundreds of cures, but the pharmaceutical companies will not let any of them see the light of day. So if you want to cure yourself, you have to kind of go behind the backs of the allopathic industry, because the allopathic industry is all about keeping you sick. It's a sickness model, not a wellness model. They don't want to heal you, and they don't want to cure anything. They want to Band-Aid your symptoms, make you sicker, and just keep nuking you with all kinds of bad stuff that kills you and causes 20 pages of side effects and take your money. That's really all they want. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's really incredible. You know, the more that I do research, like there's been this wonderful series, The Truth About Cancer, that is reaching millions and millions of people's lives. And as soon as they mention a particular thing, people are right out there to get it, because we're desperate for that information. We're desperate to know that there is another side to this, and we're desperate to not go through the cut, maim, and burn whole scenario. And yet, you know, so many people will still side with it because they can't believe that there's another side to this. And that's the sad story about
this. Yeah. It's lack of education and lack of knowledge, because all of my friends who know about this, all the people I'm connected to in the alternative health industry, and just all of my friends who aren't even in the health industry who know about all this, you know, they're educated. They would never, ever put up with that. If a doctor said, okay, well, here's what you have, and now we're going to start cutting you open and nuking you and blah, 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 the first thing they would do is go, no, I'm going to go see my naturopath, or I'm going to go see a Reiki healer, or I'm going to go try this, or I'm going to go try that. That's the first thing they would do. But all of these people who are uneducated and don't understand that there's all of these amazing healing modalities out there, they don't believe that there is another choice, because there's a whole bunch of people who have been totally brainwashed by the allopathic medical industry and the pharmaceutical companies, and they just believe whatever they hear on the Viagra commercial. You know,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Basically it.
Well, you know,
yeah.
It's just like, you know, today, for instance, I've heard of a drug that is being put into our food, injected into the meat system, called ractopine. And and it's made to accelerate the fat growth of on animals and speed up their plumpness without costing more in terms of nutrition that they're receiving. And, you know, I was absolutely gobsmacked to say anything different. You know, so, you know, we're being lied to all the time. I've never heard of ractopine, yet that's been used in the feed for years. You know, it's just like, you know, now that I know that, I never want to go back
right.
to eating meat out of the grocery store. You know,
right.
So
well, you want organic. If you go with organic grass-fed meat, they say right on the package that they haven't been injected with anything. I mean, the whole purpose of it being organic means that it was raised naturally the way it's supposed to be raised. It hasn't been injected with all kinds of stuff.
Exactly.
So.
And yet that was, you know, to know that, you know, you always thought, oh, well, that was a great alternative. It's nice, you know, it's expensive to go organic and all this sort of other thing. But gosh, you know, again, it's the cheaper, easier way is the common consciousness. And yet, you know, they're lying to us all the time, you know. So
yeah, they do. There's
it's
stuff that
horrible.
Would just curl. I would never even want to get into it on a radio show, but I know things that if you ever want to talk about it in private, I know stuff that would curl every hair on your head. Like,
yeah.
There's stuff that's going on that I know about that I'm, you know, I know people who know people. It's just a that way,
yeah.
And I don't talk about it in the public because I don't ever want any particular company or government or whoever coming after me. And, you know, I'm a mom and I have a family to take care of and protect, so the last thing I want to do is stir up the pot, but I'm definitely willing to talk to people in private about this stuff so that they understand what kind of stuff is going on and happening.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the whole thing. So let's get on with the, you know, if that is the truth, that the truth is stranger than the fiction, you know, and that
yeah.
we have this whole industry that's out there that really does not want us to be healthy. Then let's go into the role of medical intuition and what you can,
sure.
you know, what that can all do to help people in support of, you know, so, you know, a person is going along benignly and living their life and you know, and then all of a sudden they get this diagnosis. And what can
right.
medical intuition do to help support them?
awesome question, and I am so excited to be able to talk about this because this is my reason for getting up in the morning. So The fact of the matter is most of the people on Earth have what I call a disconnect. They're not connected with their body. You hear stories about these women who suddenly gave birth in a toilet to a baby and they didn't know they were pregnant, or people who have stage 4 cancer and they didn't even have any symptoms at all. The allopathic industry has you believing that cancer can happen with no symptoms. Well, that's actually not the truth. The truth of the matter is most people are disconnected from their body, meaning their intuition, their own medical intuition, or their insight into their body, their mind-body connection has been disconnected. And so all medical intuitive is I'm kind of like, I'm tapped into what we call the third eye, or the field, the quantum field of energy, into all that it is, and I'm tapped into my own what we call higher self and my own knowledge, my own inner knowledge, not only about my own body but others. I mean, I'm lucky that I was born gifted with a lot of metaphysical abilities that other people may or may not have. But what people don't understand is that every human, every woman, every man on this earth has the ability to have intuition, to even have telepathy, to have all sorts of psychic abilities, as they call them, or clairvoyant, whatever. It's just that it comes from a part of the brain that hasn't been developed at all, and you can learn to develop it, because I wasn't always a medical intuitive. It's something, I've always been intuitive, but I wasn't always a medical intuitive. That was something that I developed over time. And so what it has to do with is tuning into that inner voice and really, really connecting up your body with your brain. And so when you're given a diagnosis of breast cancer, you need to understand that there's what we call root causes of disease, okay? Every disease has a root cause. And one disease may have like 30 different root causes. And so what a medical intuitive like myself would do, if a person comes to me and says, Kimberly, my doctor just diagnosed me with breast cancer, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to scan them energetically. I'm going to scan them empathically on an emotional level, and we're going to say, what is the root cause of the cancer? Because you cannot cure something if you don't know what the root cause is. So before we can start working on curing them and healing them, we need to know why did they have it in the first place. So it's going to be different for every woman or man that gets breast cancer. For some, it might be, may have it because they're holding on to a bunch of grudges and unforgiveness. You know, they had somebody that hurt them really badly, and they're just holding on to this just terrible, deep-seated, you know, grudge and hate against somebody. And that will manifest in the form of illness, because all illness is all caused by stress. 2% of it is inherited emotional stress through epigenetics, and the other 98% of breast cancer, and this is according to Dr. Bruce Lipton's 15 years of research into epigenetics. He's the world's number one cellular biologist is the term I'm looking for. And the American Medical Association has even said the same numbers. They even know this, which is such a joke to me. But the fact of the matter is that every illness has a root cause, which can lead back to some sort of stressor, which is why I created my piece stress management system, because there's what I call 2,000-piece stress puzzle. Some of it is emotional stress, some of it's diet, some of it's chemicals and toxins. So some people might have breast cancer because they were exposed to a whole bunch of chemicals and toxins, and that may be why they have it. Or it might be because of toxic thinking and toxic emotions, or it may be because they were eating McDonald's every day, or they were smoking cigarettes. I know some women who get breast cancer just surely from smoking. That's why they got breast cancer. So as a medical intuitive, what we do is we take a person with a diagnosis and we say, why do you have this? And then once we find out what the root cause is, then we can give them an intuitive plan that's special for their particular body, mind, and spirit that will help them to completely heal and recover.
Wow. That's incredible, you know, and it's true. You know, the American Cancer Society is now saying that a large percentage, a good chunk of breast cancer is preventable, which is new on their part to finally admit that. And, you know, so it's, you know, listening to you and listening to all the different ways that stress manifests itself in our life. So, you know, if we can create the stress, we can undo the stress as well. And
yes.
And having somebody to catalyze that through what you're creating here with the peace system is absolutely phenomenal thinking for people to think that if you can think it, you can achieve it. And if you can unthink
mm-hmm.
it, yeah, you can heal it. So incredible.
Right.
Incredible. Yeah. So, you know, I love the fact that people are out there that are able to tap into this whole quantum field. And it's not, you know, this woo-hoo-y stuff at all. It's a very practical system
yeah.
that you put together. And,
yep.
you know, based on the clairs, we all have, like you say, these clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, these clairs,
mm-hmm.
we all have them. And tapping into them,
yeah.
owning that skill, and really holding space for somebody else, I think is just absolutely the most beautiful thing one person can do for another person. So thank you.
Yeah, and they can learn, too. In fact, I teach my clients. I'm a certified meditation and mindfulness instructor, and part of what I do is teaching people how to be their own medical intuitive. So there's no reason at all why the minute you get a headache, you can't ask your body, what is wrong, and then ask your body, what do I need to heal? Because every person who's diagnosed with breast cancer, if they learn these intuitive skills, they can learn how to heal themselves other breast cancer completely. If you teach them how to ask your body what it needs to heal, you just need to be able to go in, and then you need to be able to listen, and then you can actually write up a healing plan for yourself, and you can heal. I've healed myself of hundreds of illnesses over the last 28 years of my life, which is why I became a healer in the first place, is I kept healing myself over and over and over again. And so I know you can do it. I just did it again recently. I healed a condition I had suffered with for like, eight or nine years, and I got rid of it completely. And I had like eight doctors totally stumped, saying they don't know what to do for me. They don't, you know, they couldn't even begin to help me at all. So.
Wow, that's incredible. Incredible and yet really practical. This is practical medicine. It's everyday magic, yeah. which is actually very applicable to everybody to be able to do that. Do you have a quick tip that you could share with everybody as to helping them to, you know, feel better in the moment of now?
You know, the best thing you can do is what I call practicing mindfulness, because the biggest thing that happens is when somebody's given a diagnosis and it's not a happy diagnosis like that, you know, happy ones are like, oh, you're pregnant, right? You know, if you want to have a baby, then you're happy. But cancer is definitely not a pleasant diagnosis. So the first thing your mind does is it starts racing to the future, like what's going to happen when I leave my kids and, you know, all this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is you want to get out of the future and also out of the past, and you want to stay constantly present, because if you're able to stay constantly present, it gets rid of so much worry, so much anxiety, and so much stress out of your life. And so all that means is whatever you're doing right now, you want to fully be in the moment and focusing. So an example is you're eating an apple. And instead of paying attention to 20 other things or thinking about your to-do list, what you're doing is you are focusing in on the color, the smell, the fragrance, the juiciness, the crunch of the apple. You're relishing every little bite. You're really feeling the crunch. And you're just focusing your whole mind in on just what is happening. Right now I'm crunching this juicy, delicious apple, and it smells so good. And that's what you want to focus on. If you're, let's say you're doing accounting for your business, so you're going to be fully focused in on the accounting. And when thoughts come and go in and out of your mind, you just allow them. You allow them to come in and go, and you act like a warehouse manager. So when the thoughts come into your mind warehouse, you're going to just check them off the list and go, okay, I just had a thought about the future, or I just thought about this. And then you're going to go right back to focusing on crunching your apple. So and anytime anything comes in and out, you're going to kind of not really dismiss it. You're going to acknowledge it. You're going to acknowledge that you just had a thought, but you're going to immediately turn your attention right back to what you're doing. And you just keep doing that over and over. And you can actually reprogram your brain like a computer for happiness, health, and success by just doing the same positive, repetitive, you know, behavior over and over and over again. Eventually, you'll override all of the negative stuff, which is part of what I do with every client in my my practice, is helping them completely rewire their brain for happiness, success, and health, and love, and relationships,
mm-hmm.
and whatever it is that they want to manifest.
Beautiful. So. That's a happy place to be, and I think that's you know, the world needs more of that. And I love the idea of reprogramming your mind. And truly, you know, it's really powerful when you have a guide, somebody who can help you through that. So, Kimberly, I really, really appreciate you. This half hour is going by so fast. you shared with us such great nuggets of information. And I want you to, you know, do some shameless self-promotion. Tell us how to get in contact with you and what you can, and about your book, quick.
Yeah, so my book is coming out. Hopefully, the deadline on Amazon, it's going to launch on Amazon hopefully January 20th. It's called Conquering Stress, The Real Fountain of Youth. The book has actually been done for a while. It's going through some, you know, formatting for Amazon and all that fun stuff. But it's called Conquering Stress, The Real Fountain of Youth. It's an introduction to the Peace Stress Management System. It's a total life makeover book. So literally it's going to make over your diet, your relationships, your emotions, everything, and, you know, your work, your drive. I even have a chapter on driving stress. So it's gonna help you in every area of your life. It's got homework at the end of each chapter. It's got a total life makeover plan at the end of the book. It's got a stress management toolkit that you're going to get to create and use the rest of your life for health and happiness. Again, that's going to hopefully launch. And if you want to know for sure when it's going to launch, you can go to my website for everyone, which is healyourmindbody.com. There's no and in there. It's just healyourmindbody.com. And, you know, my company is called Body and Mind Healing, so look that up. But if you go there and you fill out the little, there's a little box where you can register. I'm not going to, spam you with a weekly newsletter, because I don't have time to do that in my life. So what you'll get is you'll get announcements for very important things, like when the book is coming out. And you'll also get my free PDF, which is called 7 Unique and Effective Tools for Crushing Stress. So if you want to know how to get rid of stress, you can get that whole free document just by going to that website, healyourmindbody.com, and filling out the form. And then when my book is going to come out, I can alert you to that, so you know when to go to Amazon and buy that. And it's definitely helpful for people with cancer, because cancer, like I said, is 100% stress. So,
yeah,
you know, what can I
say
about that?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yes, please let us know exactly when your book is available. We're going to put your website up on our Facebook page, and I'd love to just direct anybody who's listening to this. You can go to facebook.com/ The Breath Show in Town, and that will keep you, join, you know, sign up for our call to action, which is our website, which is thebreathshowintown.ca. And our live event is April 17th in London, Ontario, Sunday, April 17th, 2016. Come join us. Come join us live. And if you go to the website right now, you can get half-price admission tickets and half-price to our keynote speaker events. We have Dr. Alex Mostovoy, who we've already interviewed here on Breath Show Radio, along with Victoria Coleman, Dr. Kevin Morrison, and a whole host of other wonderful speakers to enrich your life with body, mind, and spirit information, just like Kimberly Palm has shared with us today. Kimberly, thank you so much for being with us here on Breath Show Radio. Love you lots. Thank you. And let's look how we can connect and interconnect again. Bye for now.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Up to Graham and let him hear you.